The participants maintained that the adjustments to sharing formula would encourage compliance and sustainability in the implementation process of the law, especially in relation to small and medium-scale businesses. Chairman of the State Board of Internal Revenue Service, Mr. Gbenga Olaleye, who called for amendment of the bill to include taxation of e-commerce and allied businesses in view of the impact of digital technology on commerce, posed the sharing percentage of 70% to the state and 30% to the local government councils.
We want to talk about fiscal federalism, everybody getting right equity, equality, as it were. Ogun State, as it were, is the industrial hub of this nation. And the question is, are we getting the right, something commensurate for the use of our land or our place?
In separate remarks, some of the participants, including the representative of the Coalition of Civil Societies, Mr. Yinka Folami, a public affairs analyst, Dr. Paulo, and a legal practitioner, Mr. Abib Ajayi, said the introduction of the bill was an indication that the institution remains sensitive and responsive to the yearnings of the people, emphasizing on higher percentage to local government council.
That we are taking it away from the federal government, it is not to say we should now come and create more problems for ourselves. Governance should be for all.
Our tax should be used for us. It should not be used for somebody else.
I am an advocate. I joined Speaker in advocating for true federalism, particularly giving more deserved responsibilities to our local governments.
Earlier, the Speaker of the State House of Assembly, Mr. Olakunle Oluomo, had noted that the state deserves higher percentage of allocation from value-added tax through the Federation account and canvassed that greater percentage of revenue from VAT should go to the local government councils to aid grassroots development.
It is not as if it is the executive that sent the bill to us that we should be debating. We believe as indigenous of Ogun State, it is the duty bestowed on us by our people to bring in more revenue into the purse of the state.
Mr. Oluomo, who assured stakeholders of speedy passage of the bill, said efforts should be geared towards improving the internally generated revenue of the state to aid the implementation of more socio-economic development in all parts of the state. In Abeokuta, Oluwatoyin, Adegoke.